The allegations laid out by the Anti-Corruption Commission report mainly include abuse of office, theft of large sums of money, mismanagement of finances by an unnamed state governor, irregularities in suspension of staff, slow progress by police in handling cases, embezzlement of donor funds, bribery, and non-payments of salaries of staff. The report shows that at least a total amount of 18 million Sudanese pounds was misused in the period of 5 months covered by the report. Riak Pauline is the chairperson of the Anti-Corruption Commission.
In 2010, the commission received 66 corruption allegations from various sectors. We investigated and closed 16 cases. We referred 22 cases to other agencies. Investigations on 28 allegations were ongoing at the time the report was written. We submitted 2 cases, one involving 4 non-Sudanese and 12 Sudanese, to the Ministry of Legal Affairs and Constitutional Development for appropriate action.
The report says it recovered 12 million Sudanese pounds taken in corrupt deals by individuals and institutions. It further says it prevented an amount of 112 million pounds from being stolen by individuals from institutions and an international NGO. Furthermore, the report says current investigations being undertaken involve more than 52 million pounds, which has not been accounted for. The 82-page report compiled in March this year found that the main group reported on as corrupt were senior officials in government, with 40 cases of corruption allegations made against this group alone. Government constitution post holders and state senior officials came in second with 6 complaints against each group. Government junior officials and the private sector came third with 5 cases against each group, while the security personnel had only 2 allegations, something contrary to the public perceptions. The report also reveals that only 26% of the senior public officials and constitutional post holders completed the confidential form disclosing their income, assets, and liability as required by the law. Even worse, we are the lawmakers, Riak says.
I will point out here that in the last parliament, out of 175 individuals who qualified to make this declaration, only 3 members did. 3. They all received forms.
Corruption here in South Sudan has become an open secret. President Salva Kiir Mayardit has on many occasions acknowledged corruption among his high-ranking officials. Members of parliament welcomed the report but were troubled by the shockingly high figures of embezzled funds. Akol Paul is a new MP from Lakes. He received his income disclosure form yesterday. He says the report was too narrowly focused.
The report has targeted what I call big fish, millions, hundreds of thousands. This is money that could have gone for building public schools, hospitals, roads. But there are other forms of corruption also that frustrate the public. Among them, road traffic offenses, patient waiting in hospitals. You have to pay some little inducement in order to get proper medical attention. At immigrations and custom offices, whether in the border post or at the airport, when clearing peoples and goods, corruption does occur.
Bilario Awolngog, another new MP from Northern Bahar Gazelle who received his income disclosure form yesterday, says he is concerned that the report kept the names of corrupt ministries anonymous.
When they are just mentioning the institutions just to be ministry, are they fearing that if they mention the ministries, then they will be singled out? Are they under intimidation? Why don't they mention the ministries that have committed this problem? I only saw SSLA, which is appropriate. But then, is it because SSLA has no teeth to bite? That was why they were mentioned, and not the individual ministries.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has in the past complained it was unable to carry out its duties efficiently due to lack of laws and powers to prosecute corrupt officials. However, the National Assembly has passed an article in the transitional constitution that gives the commission powers to prosecute. The National Assembly therefore says it expects to see more corrupt people face legal actions during the transition period. For VOA News, I am Mavis Birungi in Juba.